Did you ever browse online for a new jacket and later see ads for jackets on Facebook? Well, businesses often share data about people's interactions on their websites with Facebook. The social network is introducing a new way to view and control what it calls your off-Facebook activity. The new tool lets you see a summary of the apps and websites that send Facebook information about your activity. It also allows you clear this information from your account if you want to. To shed more light on the new tool and how it works, I spoke with Stephanie Max, product manager at Facebook.
Off Facebook activity is part of a series of announcements over the last couple of years focused on transparency and control. It covers information businesses share with us about people's activity on apps and websites. People can view or disconnect this information from their account.
Do you think that Facebook users were aware that businesses share their interactions with Facebook?
We know that this is a very common industry practice where businesses might share information like this with ad platforms and analytics platforms. We don't know if this is a very well understood practice, so we wanted to lean in to provide transparency and control over this information, and we hope that it's the start of a broader industry conversation about how we can provide more transparency and control like this.
It'll be rolled out in Ireland, Spain and South Korea before it's rolled out globally. Why did Facebook choose Ireland?
Ireland is a very important market for Facebook for many reasons, not the least of which is because our international headquarters is located here. It's also the location of the Data Protection Commission, our lead supervisory authority in Europe. But in addition to this, Ireland is English-speaking, which is a very common language on our platform. This enables us to receive good product feedback and understand how the product is working in the test phase.
Now, it's been introduced in Ireland. Will Facebook users in Ireland be able to access it immediately?
We will be rolling out over the coming weeks. It was a complex change to our infrastructure, and we want to take the time to get it right. And so we're focusing on doing that, but all Irish users should receive it shortly.
And what will it mean for businesses? Will they lose out on data that up to now was valuable to them?
People will begin to have transparency and control over this data, and that is good for businesses because people want this kind of transparency and control. It builds trust. So it's both good for businesses and good for people.
And can users switch off their off-Facebook activity with all businesses or with certain businesses?
You can turn off the off-Facebook activity granularly for individual businesses, or you can do it holistically for all businesses. So you have the choice.
Will Facebook lose advertisers if they cannot target ads at people like before?
We expect that businesses will receive this positively because this will help build more trust amongst people. When we provide more transparency and control, what we found in research is that it really is good all around.
Why is Facebook introducing it?
Facebook feels like this particular practice is very common but not well understood, and we wanted to start a broader industry conversation about how to provide more transparency control for people. We think that this is important, and we really want them to have the kind of transparency and control that this new tool offers.
Stephanie Max, product manager at Facebook, speaking to me from the US. Facebook's founder Mark Zuckerberg first announced plans for this data control feature last year in the aftermath of the Cambridge Analytica scandal. Irish people will be able to access it in the coming weeks before it's rolled out to the rest of the world. It'll be interesting to see what people make of it. More at 8:30. For now, back to you, Rachel.